2/3 of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. And best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to four, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to fourpatriots.com/Ben. That's the number fourpatriots.com/Ben.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on,
but we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
Abandoned. That's exactly what we have done to Americans left behind in Afghanistan. But imagine you get out. Imagine that you're one of the Americans that was actually left behind. The Taliban's in charge. They're going door to door. They're dragging people out of their homes. They're killing people. And you're one of the Americans or one of the green card holders that helped America. And you get out of the country. Imagine the relief. And then you say, finally, I get to go back to America. I get to go home, right? I'm an American citizen. I'm a green card holder. And imagine getting out of Afghanistan and then the Biden administration says, no, you can't come right now. We got some red tape we got to get you through. That is exactly what our government has just done to Americans evacuating Afghanistan, who are now being stranded in Abu Dhabi after the Department of Homeland Security denies entry of that charter flight because they say, well, we got to really check the manifest. Now, I want to compare and contrast that to what's happening at the border. At the border, we're not checking any manifests. We're not checking anybody's names. We're not checking you against terrorist watch lists. We're just letting you in the country. Now, the U.S. government has also said, well, we're afraid of measles outbreak from you guys that are stuck in this hangar in Abu Dhabi. So we got to check for diseases. Okay, let's compare and contrast that to the border. None of the Haitians have been tested that we just released into the country, 10,000, 20,000, whatever the number was. And the 100,000 plus that we released into America last month from all over the world, we didn't test any of them for measles or mumps or malaria. We didn't test any of them, hell, for COVID-19. So the Biden administration is deliberately releasing people into America at the border by the hundreds of thousands, which turn into millions, without any health testing. But actual Americans that were able to sneak out of Afghanistan are being punished because they didn't wait on the federal government to save their lives. After the federal government, the United States of America, actually turned their back on them and took off a tarmac and said, good luck getting out on your own. Evacuees that fled Afghanistan after America left them behind got out on their own through the private sector, now stranded at an airport hangar for days on end in the UAE. We now have been told that poor conditions are what they're living in after the Department of Homeland Security denied landing rights to a charter flight carrying more than 100 U.S. citizens and lawful permanent residents. Now, I want you to think about how easy it would be to get these 100 people screened. We're the United States government, for goodness sakes, okay? How hard would it be to put five people on this one flight and say to the five people, or, you know, the five American employees, government employees, hey, get these Americans home. You need to go through them. Go through them as fast as you can. Okay? Get them as fast as you can. Not doing it. Now, this original plan, and this is the reason why they're being punished right now, I just want to make that clear, is being done by Project Dynamo. Well, the U.S. government doesn't like Project Dynamo, and the reason why is because they're making them look bad. Right? This group of do-gooders is making the U.S. government look, basically embarrassing the U.S. government. So that's reason number one why they're angry, right? That's reason number one why they're upset. They don't like it when you show them up, right? Now, no one's really trying to show them up. We're just trying to save people's lives, right? You, like, Operation Dynamo wouldn't exist, actually, if you would have actually done your damn job and gotten American citizens out. The Shadow Warriors Project as well is involved. Well, we don't like the Shadow Warriors. That's just implying that the U.S. government's not doing our job, and so you're making us look bad, regardless of what the conditions are, regardless of the fact. And the fact is, we left people behind to die, Americans behind. We promised we wouldn't do it. Actually, we didn't. Joe Biden promised we wouldn't do it, and that's exactly what we did. So actual people that have a heart, they're the ones that decided, well, okay, we'll organize. We'll work around the clock. We'll get Americans out since you guys refuse to do your actual job. So you put all these people together. Dynamo Project, Project Dynamo, the Shadow Warriors Project, and the Human First Coalition, they got together. They got Americans out. Their goal was to fly the evacuees, we're being told, from the UAE to JFK Airport in New York. That originally was approved, which is amazing. Okay, that was actually approved by the U.S. Customs and Border Protection Agency. The flight plan was then changed to land at Dulles Airport in Virginia until it was denied by the Department of Homeland Security the landing rights for this charter flight. Now, they say, we got to check everything out first. Again, compare and contrast this to what's going on at the border. We're not checking anything about anybody coming across the border. Reuters is reporting now that 28 American citizens, six people with U.S. immigration visas, and 83 green card holders. I mean, like, this is like, if you want to talk about the like cream of the crop of direct connections to the United States of America, this is a plane that is the cream of the crop. 28 Americans, six people with U.S. visa, U.S. immigration visas, okay, and 83 green card holders. Like, these are people that clearly we have already vetted and given them the status. And 28 of them are just American citizens, so just get their ASSs home right now. They're now being stashed at a hangar in Abu Dhabi. 59 of the evacuees, did you hear me? 59 of the 100 are children. So more than half of the people there are children. How much of a threat are these innocent children to the United States of America? And 28 of them are of the overall number, right? More than a quarter are American citizens, 83 green card holders, and U.S. and six people with U.S. immigration visas. These are children. 59 of the 100 are children. Project Dynamo, now going to social media, begging to get these people out of Abu Dhabi, putting out pictures. They show a picture laying on a seat, hard plastic seat, asleep. Right now, we have 59 children sleeping on airport chairs and cold airport floors. Not the warm beds with a hot meal that we'd arranged for all of them stateside because the U.S. government denied our flight clearance into all U.S. ports of entry, all of them, for a plane loaded with Americans and children that are Americans. They escaped the regime that they were running from after our government left them behind, only to have the government that they're begging to run home to turn them away. This cannot be what America does to Americans. Couldn't agree more. Now, the government, angry that the private sector and people have taken upon themselves to save American lives, well, they're going to punish you for doing good work, right? The first justification for the U.S. government saying no to the flight was they said that, well, there's no procedure by which American citizens could return to the United States on a charter flight, which we did not understand, Project Dynamo's main person told Al Jazeera, their spokesman. Doesn't make sense. Then U.S. officials expressed concern regarding evacuees potentially having the measles. Project Dynamo then said, sorry, that doesn't work either. Right? These evacuees were confirmed to be up to date on measles vaccinations and have also tested negative for COVID. So don't tell me that's an issue either. But Joe Biden's angry. The Biden administration, the federal government's angry. They're angry, extremely angry that you didn't wait on the government to come save you. So now we punish you. And this is how we're treating American citizens?
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Two-thirds of Americans are at risk of experiencing a blackout. You could be one of them, sitting in the dark and cold for hours, for days, maybe even weeks. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. Folks say this new solar generator from Four Patriots is worth its weight in gold. Why? Because this generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer, or other devices like your electric blanket, your microwave, your RV, air conditioner, or even an electric wheelchair. You also get 12 outlets, including 4 AC outlets, so you can power more devices at once, and 2 USB-C outlets, which can charge your phone 20 times faster than a regular plug. Best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. On Purpose is dedicated to helping you be happier, healthier, and more healed. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how he got comfortable with fear, navigating the changes in relationships, and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern. This conversation shows a never-seen-before side to Orlando Bloom and his unique life journey.
I think we all struggle sometimes to really deeply believe that we are enough, that we're valued, that we're valuable. You know, we're imprinted by our parents from the age of 0 to 7, right? Mm. I'm constantly trying to go, like, how do I detach from this idea of is that my baggage? It doesn't look like my baggage. I mean, I know. Okay, that's mine. Let's unpack that.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
So the U.S. government leaves you behind in Afghanistan. You then work with incredible volunteers who work around the clock to sneak you out of the country, and they get you out of the country, and you're an American citizen. Your government turns your back on you, and then you get the UAE, and then you find out that your government, which you are a citizen of, denies your plane's entry into the United States of America. All because the private sector is making the federal government look bad and the federal government wants revenge, right? This is your slap on the wrist for you not just sitting in Afghanistan for months on end waiting for the U.S. government to act to get you out. And hey, in the meantime, you might get killed by the Taliban. It is what it is. You know, Adam Schiff, who may be one of the biggest scumbags of the Democratic Party, he even said this morning on CNN that the intelligence, quote, was pretty good on Afghanistan and the Biden administration didn't have plans. In fact, he went even further than that, saying he believes that there should be accountability for this, and that would mean accountability for the Biden administration. Take a listen.
Final question on Afghanistan. There's new reporting from Axios that during a classified briefing with senators on Tuesday, General Milley directly blamed the State Department for the botched evacuation from Afghanistan. I wonder, who do you hold responsible for the chaos, the delays, the many thousands, for instance, of Afghans left behind who worked for the U.S.? Who do you hold responsible, and do you believe someone should resign, offer their resignation as a result?
Well, looking at it from the perspective, I think the intelligence was pretty good. Now, that's not to say that the intelligence agency predicted the Afghan government would fall in a matter of days. But over the last 6 to 9 months, and really over the last couple of years, the intelligence community produced increasingly pessimistic assessments of whether the Afghan government would maintain itself and eventually how quickly it would fall. And so I think there are profound questions that the military needs to answer, as well as the State Department, mm-hmm. about why the military didn't have plans for this contingency when it was a foreseeable one, even if it wasn't the most probable one, and why the State Department didn't move with greater alacrity to process the special immigrant visas and mm-hmm. understand exactly where Americans were. And I think that oversight is going on. It's going to be really important. And yes, I do think people should be held accountable.
This is Adam Schiff. Okay. This is the guy that impeached Trump twice saying this. The intelligence was pretty good on Afghanistan. The Biden administration didn't have plans. That's what he's saying. I think people should be held accountable, referring to the Biden administration, referring to the State Department. Now, if Democrats are now being intellectually honest enough to say this, knowing that Americans were left behind, and then you go back to the Americans that are just begging to get home, and the Department of Homeland Security has grounded 100-plus Americans, green card holders, in the UAE after the Afghan evacuation that the U.S. government didn't do, including 59 children, so almost 60%, of the people that we're trying to get out are children, like babies. There's a lot of women that are pregnant, and we're holding them up saying, well, we got some problems here, right? Well, we're not sure they're vaccinated. That we have never had that standard at our southern border right now. This is absurd. The group that was escorted off the jet, being kept in lockdown in a locked room under the watch of the police officers, they're now saying, basically being treated like they're kind of criminals here. Right? So if you got these more than 100 American and green card holders who escaped Afghanistan, including dozens of children, we now are being told they're under police watch in the UAE after the U.S. on Tuesday denied their flight landing rights. Project Dynamo founder Brian Stern told Reuters that his group chartered the plane to evacuate a total, and this is the first time we've had the exact number, 117 people, 59 children, after convincing the Afghan Civil Aviation Authority to let them leave following last month's deadly Taliban takeover. The evacuees landed. I'm sure there were some bribes that went on to even get these people out, because that's how bad it's gotten over there. The evacuees landed at the Abu Dhabi airport on a chartered flight and were supposed to be transferred to another plane operated by Ethiopian Airlines that had been cleared to land at New York JFK Airport. The DHS changed that clearance to Dulles Airport outside D.C. before denying it permission to land anywhere in the U.S. The group was then escorted off the plane, and this is breaking as I'm telling you this, and were being kept in a locked room, we're now being told, under the watch of police officers. We are in custody as we speak in Abu Dhabi. All of us are locked up here together, he said. It is unclear why the charter flight's permission to land the U.S. was revoked. Cern said that the DHS had identified one person among the evacuees that was, quote, a problem, quote unquote, to authorities at the Abu Dhabi airport. One person. Well, good. Get him off, right? DHS reached out to the airport and said, this guy doesn't fly. They gave me his name. We went and found him. Told him he couldn't fly and took him off the manifest. But I don't know if that was the real issue. The organization is now telling Reuters. The stranded passengers initially comprised of 28 Americans, 83 permanent lawful residents, and 6 Afghans who were granted special immigration visas for helping the U.S. during its 20-year war in Afghanistan. Now they are scheduled to leave, quote unquote, possibly later today on a flight to Chicago with the State Department saying, well, we'll pay for not all the costs to get the Americans back, but maybe half. Maybe. The State Department, now having this nightmare story break on them, has just told Reuters that it was, quote, checking out the passengers aboard the plane in Abu Dhabi and expect them to continue onward with travel. Our embassy staff in the UAE has been working, quote, around the clock to verify the accuracy of the passenger manifest and is coordinated with DHS and Customs and Border Protection on the ground to ensure that the passengers are screened and vetted before they are permitted to fly the United States, State Department spokesman said. Now, again, I got to go back to the compare and contrast here. This is how hardcore they're going to be on actual Americans trying to get out of Afghanistan and come into America, and 59 of them are children. But at the border, we let anybody come across we want, and there's no medical screening, and there's no screening for ties to terrorism. You do understand why the U.S. government's doing this. They're not doing this to protect you. They're doing this because they don't like do-gooders undermining and making them look bad. They're trying to overwhelm these private individuals that are getting Americans out of the country with red tape so they'll just give up. So then the U.S. government can just do whatever they want to do. Right? Because this makes them look bad. That's all it is. It's just makes them look bad. You're embarrassing the United States State Department. How dare you do that? You're embarrassing us. How dare you embarrass the U.S. government? We're going to hold you up. We're going to put all these arbitrary rules on you just because we can. Can you imagine being an American citizen with children? Can you imagine being a woman pregnant and you're sitting in the airport under, you're in custody of the UAE now because we won't let you fly? And this is how our government treats you? Wow. Thanks, Biden. Thanks for doing this to American citizens. This is sick. All because they want to be in charge.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Two-thirds of Americans are at risk of experiencing a blackout. You could be one of them, sitting in the dark and cold for hours, for days, maybe even weeks. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. Folks say this new solar generator from Four Patriots is worth its weight in gold. Why? Because this generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer, or other devices like your electric blanket, your microwave, your RV, air conditioner, or even an electric wheelchair. You also get 12 outlets, including 4 AC outlets, so you can power more devices at once, and 2 USB-C outlets, which can charge your phone 20 times faster than a regular plug. Best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben
to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. On Purpose is dedicated to helping you be happier, healthier, and more healed. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how he got comfortable with fear, navigating the changes in relationships, and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern. This conversation shows a never-seen-before side to Orlando Bloom and his unique life journey.
I think we all struggle sometimes to really deeply believe that we are enough, that we're valued, that we're valuable. You know, we're imprinted by our parents from the age of 0 to 7, right? Mm. I'm constantly trying to go, like, how do I detach from this idea of, is that my baggage? It doesn't look like my baggage. I mean, I know, okay, that's mine. Let's unpack that.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You look at the egg on the face of the U.S. government right now because of how they're treating American citizens, all because you have the private sector trying to get them out. And we're getting word that this charter flight with these Americans and these other evacuees from Afghanistan is now leaving the UAE to America. And the only reason why this happened is because there was such public outcry that they finally were forced to say, okay, we'll let these 100 American citizens, right? More than 100 American citizens and lawful permanent residents, we'll let you into America after being held, quote, for vetting in the UAE. I'm in favor of vetting. This wasn't an issue of vetting. This was an issue of how dare you, nonprofits, charity, Americans, get Americans out of Afghanistan. And if you think you can do the job of the State Department, if you think you can do the job of the United States government, then we're going to show you who's still in charge. That's why we're going to deny the landing rights in the U.S. of any airport for all 117 passengers that we left behind, including the 59 children. The fact these children were basically in jail being detained after the plane didn't leave because the UAE is like, we don't know who everybody is here. Like, we're going to put guards there. This is how we treat 27 U.S. citizens aboard the flight. This is how we treat 83 green card holders and 6 holders of U.S. special immigration visas granted to Afghan workers who actually worked with us. Now, Brian Stern, the founder of Project Dynamo, said this is going to be the problem for America moving forward. People aren't going to want to work with us. He's right. He just tweeted out the entire Dynamo team is ecstatic to announce that all, and he did this in all caps, Dynamo passengers are through customs and back at the boarding gate. He says Dynamo 01, next stop, Chicago, USA. What's sad is it took day after day after day after day after day this past week of them posting pictures and publicly shaming their own country, the United States of America, of how we were treating these Americans, having these children sleep under armed guard in Abu Dhabi in a hangar to get them out. Quote, they escaped the regime they were running from, and now, and from only to have the government they're running home to turn them away. That's the takeaway from this story. This cannot be what Americans do to Americans, yet this is exactly what the Biden administration has done to Americans. We left them behind. Now people are taking matters in their own hands. And after they're taking matters in their own hands, the U.S. government says we'll punish you for doing that. Who's going to work with America now? Are you really going to work with America? And remember, these people around the world that we're going to ask to work with America, we're going to do that, okay? We're going to ask them to work with America. And when we ask them to work with America next time, they know how it works. They know that you're president for 4 years. You can have a Donald Trump, but then a Joe Biden comes in and look what he just did. You think a bunch of people are going to sign up to work with America and say, dude, hey, I may like you, I may trust you, next president of the United States of America. But I know what happens when you guys have an election. I can't trust your government. So I'm not risking my life for you and then have the next guy screw me. If you want to know how bad things have gotten in Afghanistan, the Taliban is now banning barbers from trimming beards in the entire country of Afghanistan. So they're cracking down on the dudes and their beard links now. You don't think they're going to kill every American they get their hands on? Anybody that helped American citizens? And you notice the amount of information coming out of Afghanistan has just been totally suffocated. We hear the horror stories, and we get bits and pieces now. But we have no idea what they're really doing now behind the scenes because we have no intelligence there anymore. They're all gone. And everybody that does work or did work with America is underground, has gone underground, and is hiding and just trying to get out of the country, just like these Americans we just got out, including these children. I don't care what it costs. I really don't. Okay, I don't care what it costs. I don't care who we have to bribe. I don't care if you have to give money directly to the Taliban to get Americans out. Get them out. We also have been told that the Afghan Taliban is now warning their soldiers, stop taking selfies. They're embarrassing. You'll die if you take selfies. We'll kill you. Afghans, Taliban has now warned their foot soldiers, behave and stop taking selfies. The men who recently spent their days in bloody battle are now frolicking into the parks and the zoo. And now they're in trouble. Remember those pictures that showed them at the zoo petting animals? Remember the picture of the Taliban riding in the bumper cars with their AKs next to them and their American weapons next to them? Yeah, the rank-and-file Taliban fighters have been having too much fun in Kabul after seizing the Afghan capital without a fight last month, and the Taliban leadership now says, stop or we'll kill you. Thousands of young Taliban men from all over the country, many of whom have never been to a big city before, were deployed to Kabul after the Afghan Republic collapsed August 15th. When not on duty, they got in sightsee, they picnic, visit amusement parks, and a tangle of guns and turbans. Taliban fighters from elsewhere in Afghanistan have also come to gawk at Kabul on tourism trips. They've never seen any of these things before in their whole lives. Top urban attractions for relaxing Taliban fighters is one major lake with its swan-shaped pedal boats, the Kabul Zoo, and the airport area. Many of them never seeing planes like this before. I used to infiltrate in to gather intelligence or to shoot people we were targeting, said a 24-year-old from the province of Wardak, now at the City Park Amusement Center with a gang of Taliban friends waiting to go on the swinging parade boat ride. You know, the swinging boat that goes up and down, up and down. I'm happy that people are enjoying a peaceful life here now, he said. The Taliban government's defense minister, however, son of the Islamic group's one-eyed founder, Omar, wasn't amused. In a recent speech, he chastised the fighters for going sightseeing, hanging out in big groups, making aimless trips to markets and to the Kabul airport, or exploring government buildings. Quote, stick to the task you have been assigned, he said in an audio message released Thursday. You're damaging our status, which has been created with the blood of our martyrs. One key instruction was to stop taking so many selfies. He was annoyed that the Taliban foot soldiers were pulling out their cell phones to take pictures with leaders of the movement wherever they come across them. As these photos end up on social media, they compromise security by giving away locations and activities of the Taliban's senior members, he warned. He also ordered the Taliban fighters to improve their attitude and appearance, bringing their beards, hair, and clothes into line with Islamic rules. Taliban men sporting shoulder-length hair, stylish clothing, and mirrored sunglasses and wearing high-top sneakers are no longer allowed under the new Taliban rules. There you go. This sounds like it's going to end well for these guys. Taliban fighters are also driving around too fast, they said, and not obeying traffic rules. The Taliban have appropriate fleets of Ford Rangers and Toyota Land Cruisers from senior officials of the former Afghan Republic and from the Army, government ministries, and from the U.S. militaries. And they said, stop it. This behavior of the warlords and gangsters of the puppet regime, he said, referring to the U.S.-backed government the Taliban overthrew. If we continue to act like this, God forbid, we will lose our Islamic system. Get in line. Since taking over Kabul, the Taliban have carried out a series of assassinations of political foes, including former members of the Afghan Republic Security Services and people believed to be close to the old government and the U.S. In the western Afghan city of Herat, the Taliban on Saturday hanged four men from cranes positioned on four city squares that they said were part of a kidnapper's gang, according to the owner of one of the restaurants near the scene of the hangings. Those were believed to be the first public execution since the Taliban took over last month. The bodies apparently are still there as a reminder that the Taliban is now in charge. I remind you that these are the people running the country and Americans are still left behind. And so we get Americans out and then our government holds them in the UAE, claiming they got to vet them for days on end. Really? That's what we're now doing. This is a government that is not protecting its own citizens. This is a government that's not even prioritizing its own citizens. This is a government under the leadership of Joe Biden that's punishing American citizens who are left behind if they get out on their own with the help of other friendly people. I do not understand how quickly, I don't even understand how the Joe Biden could think this is a good idea. I don't understand how Democrats aren't outraged over this. I don't understand how anyone around this administration could stand by and watch this happen. And yet here we are punishing Americans who are just trying to get out of Afghanistan after we left them there and claiming we got to vet them for the measles first. You haven't vetted anybody. The Biden administration hasn't vetted anyone at the border. Biden administration hadn't vetted any of these people. We let by the hundreds of thousands leave, move into this country. We just let them go. Here's your court date. They're not showing up. We all know they're not going to show up. Quick reminder for you guys, make sure you hit the share button and share this podcast with your family and friends. Also, if you have not written us a review, as I mentioned earlier, we got attacked by a liberal website and they had a call to action asking people to write us bad reviews on Apple iTunes, Spreaker, Spotify, etc. So wherever you're listening to this right now, if you have not written a review for our podcast, if you would do that, help us fight back. They're trying to push this show down the charts and have other shows above it that are liberal. So if you guys will help us fight back, we'd really appreciate it. Write us a review and share this podcast on social media with your family and friends. All right, I'll see you back here tomorrow. Have a great rest of your day.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.